USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are an active rescue effort to save youth soccer team members trapped in a flooded cave for over 2 weeks is now underway. Authorities say they made the decision to start the mission to get the boys out because of falling oxygen levels and the threat of more monsoon rains. A team of 13 divers and 5 Thai Navy SEALs now in the cave to start the operation. 2 divers will take each boy out one at a time.
The 12 boys and their coach had gone into the cave after a soccer game on June 23rd and became stranded by heavy rain. The boys wrote letters to their parents saying they were fine, a little cold, and they couldn't wait to have a nice hot meal.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Nearly 70 people are now said to have been killed by extremely heavy rains and flooding in Japan. Another 44 people are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
2 very different takes on how meetings went between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and top North Korean officials about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Pompeo says there's progress, but North Korean media says the deal could fall through, calling the talks regrettable and saying the U.S. came in with a gangster-like mindset. Pompeo responds at a news conference in Tokyo.
People are going to make stray comments after meetings. If I paid attention to what the press said, I'd go nuts, and I refuse to do that. I am determined to achieve the commitment that President Trump made, and I am counting on Chairman Kim to be determined to follow through on the commitment that he made. And so if those requests were gangster-like, they are, the world is a gangster, because there was a unanimous decision at the UN Security Council about what needs to be achieved.
And Pompeo says he made it clear sanctions stay in place until denuclearization happens. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The latest on America's men and women in blue being killed in the line of duty. Here's an update from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
A study from the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund shows not much progress is being made in reducing firearms-related deaths in the line of duty.
Through the first half of 2018, the nation has lost 73 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers in the line of duty. It's a 7% increase over the 68 officers who were lost in the same period last year.
The Memorial Fund's Steve Greninger says Florida leads all states in officer fatalities, followed by New York and North Carolina.
More than 200 people sickened after eating fresh Del Monte produce vegetable trays. The Centers for Disease Control saying cases of cyclosporiasis were found in Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Most of the trays, which included broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, were bought at Quick Trip and Quick Star stores in those states. The infection can cause stomach issues and fever. And streets in downtown Louisville, Kentucky, and in Chicago are back open again after protests concerning immigration policy. Several streets in Louisville were closed yesterday morning for an Occupy ICE demonstration. Counter-protesters, called the 3%ers, showed up to oppose the other movement, and protesters shut down a highway in Chicago. For USA Radio News,